Masechet Avodah Zarah Per Gimel Mishnah Bet. Here we'll continue talking about a idol or pieces of an idol that were found. We don't really know anything about them. It could be that they were for Avodah Zarah purposes, or it could be that they were not for Avodah Zarah purposes. We'll talk about what happens when somebody finds that type of sculpture. Mishnah says, Hamotze Shivre Selamim. If somebody finds broken pieces of an idol, they're permitted to benefit from broken pieces of a sculpture. You're allowed to benefit from because you have a safek sveka, you have a double doubt. We are talking about a situation where you don't know if it's actually being worshipped, number one. So it's possible that it was worshipped, possible that it wasn't worshipped. And even if you want to say it was worshipped, maybe a person destroyed it in order to rid it of its avodah zarah status. So we have a double doubt, and in that type of situation, we're allowed to be lenient. Matza tavnit yad or tavnit regel, hare elu asurin. If you found the form of a hand or the form of a leg, not a broken up leg or a piece of an arm, but here it was made in the mold in the form of a hand or a leg, we say these are forbidden to benefit from. Mipene shekayotze bahen ne'avad, because these types of sculptures, a hand or a limb of something, are made to be worshipped as idols, and you can't presume that it was broken off from an idol, and therefore it's okay, but you have to assume that it's problematic.